So, I'm here with Odorous. So you guys have a new album coming out soon. What can you tell me about
it? We do? I didn't know that. No one ever tells me anything around here. Am I on it? I hope so. They're trying to get rid of me, you know. Trying to kick me out of the band. Man, I made this band out of nothing! And they think they can just throw me out just because I'm a junkie? Well, they can. It's contractually obligated. Yes, we have a new album out next month. I believe it's called Bloody Pit of Horror. Yes, we stole the name from an Italian horror movie after I've made it a big point of making fun of Rob Zombie every time I open my mouth to say what a plagiarist he is. I've just stole the title straight from the movie. So, there. Exposed. Hypocrite. Asshole. All
right. Before I ask more questions, I forgot to tell you this is for radio. So
radio. A little heads up would have helped.
I apologize.
All right.
So, what do you think is going to set this apart from other Gwar albums?
Well, it's got a different title. I stole the title. Different songs. Different lyrics. I know I wrote different things this time, so I'm pretty sure that's going to be different. Different lead singer. I was fired from the band, and I'm not on the record, even though my voice is heard throughout it. It's f***ing awesome. I did it again. You just bleep. Do whatever. It's maybe less of a story concept album this time around. The last two, you know, we've got such a story to tell. We've just got such a dearth of, you know, the opposite of dearth, whatever that is. A lot of things that happen. We just write from our life, you know? That's like, I understand musicians have a lot of trouble coming up with new ideas when, like, the big event of their day is, like, going to Starbucks or, like, the deli tray wasn't good enough or, you know, some groupie girl vomited on your genitals, something like that, you know. But with Gwar, you know, we're fighting zombie hordes from outer space, you know. And we have a pet dinosaur, for God's sakes, you know. Makes for a lot of interesting events. Plus, we're a metal band. Just threw that in there for the hell of it. We write from life a lot. But, you know, after the last two adventures, we kind of calmed down, came back to Earth, chilled out for a little while, and we just wrote an album just for the heck of it, you know? We weren't trying to tell a story necessarily, just talk about how great we are and how loud we can make music sound. Very loud. Very loud music, very too. And we just had a lot of fun. Cut it in Antarctica, produced it ourselves. Flatus took the reins of the studio project. You know, he does act like a drooling idiot, but there is quite the idio savant in there. And it's almost like working with Buddha.
So do you guys prefer writing and recording or touring?
Well, both have... I mean, as far as just pure fun, touring is preferable. You know, it's a lot of fun to do this and go out there and kick people's heads free of their bodies every night. Liberate their minds, really, by actually removing them from the central cortex. It's a lot of fun to get out there and be, you know, to take buffet tables of five-star food and just smash them, stomp through the catering staff on our way to the stage, and then, you know, rock the house, summon Gorgor, kill several thousand, fight the National Guard, leave the city in flames. That's great. I love that. You can't beat it. But the studio experience is fun, too. You get to kind of kick back with your homies and... you know, remember all the loved ones you have in lockdown and, you know, just get in there and rock out and turn microphones on and make music. And it's not as much pressure as the road, you know, it's not like, you know, as much, there's not as many drugs, but sometimes there's, you know, sometimes the smaller amount of drugs that you have are a lot better. And the next thing you know, people are just basically dropping dead. So, so that's about the difference for me. I mean, we're survivors. They've thrown everything at us, you know, including nuclear weapons, and nothing's worked.
Okay, so you guys have been touring for a long time. What are some of your favorite bands to tour with?
Well, not really any of them. Don't like people, don't like bands, don't like touring with them. So can't really say... Well, oh, that's right, though. There are bands that we like touring with. I totally... See, I just had... just a knee-jerk, hateful reaction. But when thinking about it, there's lots of really cool bands that we've had the joy to play with. It's on the first Thousand of the Underground tour. There was Clutch was on that tour. Lamb of God was on that tour. We've toured with Municipal Waste. We've toured with lots of really awesome bands, and especially bands that used to open up for us, and now we're opening up for them. No, that didn't make any sense. That was a couple. That was last year with Lamb of God. That was kind of interesting and fun to do. I don't know if we would do that again. The Guar has to headline. That's pretty much the deal. Unless it's a festival, then we can work it in. At festivals, we played with lots of really cool, amazing bands. You know, we played at a festival with Peaches and Bad Religion and the Toy Dolls and Madness. And just, you go over there to those European festivals and, like, every band ever is playing. You know, Venom, you know, how many metal bands were playing? It was just, like, all these bands you never probably would get a chance to see. You know, you spend your whole life here in the States trying to get them. Here they're all in one day playing at one fucking Zeitgeist festival in Budapest and some weird river in the middle of the night. But tons and tons. It's hard to pick out any one favorite. We've worked with a lot of cool, awesome people. We're stoked for ex Todd Evans bass. Someone said he used to be some kind of beefcake slave. He's got a new band called Mobile Death Camp that is opening up for us on this tour. They're pretty awesome. You should check them out.
Okay, cool. So you've recently been on Red Eye as the intergalactic correspondent, I believe.
Yeah.
Can we expect to see you on any more major news networks?
Well, we are doing, I don't know about news networks, but the whole fucking band, well, there I go again. The whole band is going to be on Jimmy Fallon on October 28th, which is pretty, you know, after a year or so of slugging it out over at Red Eye, finally somebody else on major television is going to give Guar a shot. And not just old loudmouth me, they're going to let the whole mob of us into the studio this time, and we're going to be playing a live song from the new album. So we're pretty stoked about that. But as far as, no other new shows, so to speak. You'd think, like, after Red Eye, everyone would have just had Odorous on their shows. But as usual, they're terrified, you know. They're like, okay, he's on Red Eye. Just let's keep him there, you know. Hopefully he won't go anywhere else. I don't know. I have delusions of grandeur, you might have noticed.
So if you weren't singing in the best band in the universe, what would you be doing?
Be dead, pretty sure. Never would have made it in the military. Far too violent. So I would have been killed. Guar saved my life. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, listen. Guar saving lives does not sound like something.
No, it doesn't sound like something that we would do. Actually, there's a funny story. Our guys were, some of the Guar crew members were walking down a beach recently in Fort Lauderdale waiting for the show the next day. And they found a body floating in the water. And, you know, not that weird for a Guar tour, but considering the fact that the band wasn't even in town yet, you know, it was a little strange. They found this body floating in the water. Well, what did the Guar crew do? They pulled the dude in, you know, tried to resuscitate him, called 911. Poor guy was gone, though. So they got basically questioned as suspects in this dude's murder. So, you know, we get to the venue the next day, and they tell me this story. And, of course, I punish them all severely, you know, for trying to save this dude's life. And then, suddenly, we look online, and there's a story about this guy who almost drowned to death last night, and how his friends pulled him from the water, and how the heroic local nurse had, like, brought him back to life without a mention. And this was the dude my guys had saved last night. I mean, if they hadn't been there and pulled him out of the water, he would have been dead. Because there was, like, sand all up in his nose. They thought he was dead. The cops told him he was dead. And they were loathing, you know, he lay there on the beach for, like, an hour while they questioned my dudes. Finally, they took him off to the hospital. And apparently, at some point, like, he kicked back in, so. And Guar doesn't get any credit. We get credit for all the killing. They're always blaming that on us. And the recession and the very, and it is all our fault. But, yeah, we don't get any credit for that. But the slaves that saved the guy's life, I had them fired immediately, and then they were put to death. Or were they put to death and then fired? Oh, I can't remember.
Well, it's a crazy story.
Yeah, it's a true one. Sometimes the weirdest, you know, like everything else I've said has pretty much been a lie, but that one was true.
Wow. All right, so you guys are from outer space. If you've got some wisdom that maybe us Earthlings don't have, what do you think is going to happen in 2012?
Oh, absolutely nothing. It's just all that happened there is that the Mayans, that's where their calendar stopped, but another one was going to start, right? And they lost that one. So that's all there is to that. Okay. You know, all the humans always want to think, like 2000, the year 2000, that was like the biggest letdown. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest letdown. But there's no denying that it is an interesting time to be alive. And there's always very flashy, violent things going on constantly. I'm really fascinated with a couple things right now. First of all, cocaine submarines. Those things are awesome. And second of all, Muti cannibalism, witch doctor magic in South Africa, where they cut the lips off of people while they're alive and make it into medicine, cut their penises off. The more people scream while their penises are cut off, the more powerful the medicine is. And you'll find people walking around with, like, dicks in their wallets and shit. It's like they have, like, these talismans. They think it, like, will save them. And especially, like, you get these drug-crazed gangs of, like, African militias out in the jungle, you know, fighting stark naked with, like, a necklace of human noses with, like, guns that are made out of cardboard. You know, it's like one dude in the platoon will have an AK and everyone else will have fake guns, but they'll all go into battle together. It's pretty funny.
So you've killed millions of people and...
Billions.
Billions, excuse me. Is there anyone that you haven't gotten your hands on yet that you really want to slay?
No, I mean, we've done it all. Osama, you know, George Bush, the Pope. There is no governmental figure that is safe from Guar and from the wrath of Odorous. We can basically walk through any kind of security screen in the fucking world. That's why Guar doesn't have a movie or a TV show, because then our superpowers would be, everyone would see just how powerful we were, and it would just be game over. Everyone would just give up immediately. So, no, it hasn't happened yet.
So do you have a message to send out to all the Guar fans out there?
Well, it's been 25 years, and quite frankly, I am very annoyed that it's taken so long to get wherever it is that we are right now. But I'm pretty sure it's cooler than where we were last year. The cult of Guar is growing by judders and shudderings faster than the Tia Tequila fan club. And I thought that was really funny when all the juggalos threw batteries at her. That was pretty interesting. You know, if you're going to go out there into the middle of a fucking gathering of the juggalo festivals and try to rap, and especially if you're Tia Tequila, you're probably going to be killed, you know?
So makes sense.
It's just an idiot festival with a perfect queen for them. It doesn't surprise me that the fools tore her apart. I just wish that she'd been raped to death. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, that's right. It was a radio interview. Oh, so hail Guar. Continue your mindless support. We need it more than ever. Check us out on Jimmy Fallon on October 28th. Check out the live Guar pay-per-view webcast on Halloween. And then our new album next month. We're busy, busy, busy wrapping up the 25th anniversary in the most shockingly awesome ways we possibly could come up with. By the time we get to the end of the 25th anniversary, it'll be 2 years of nonstop mayhem where we release two new albums. So, and people will be, you know, if we haven't just kicked the door in by that point, I don't know what the heck we can do. But a lot of it is on our fans as well. You know, we all have to come together now in a bludgeoning force and just force Guar down everybody's throat until they're just, because we want a Guar video game. We want a Guar TV show. We want Guar movies. And Guar should be on all that stuff. Ticks me off when I see all these hack monster kitty rock bands like Lordy or Rob Zombie getting all this money. When I got the hardest working, craziest, sickest rock and roll band in history right here. So, enough said.
All right, man. So, last question. If the band is stranded on a deserted planet and you have to eat somebody to survive, which band member gets eaten?
Well, I mean, I had to say Beefcake just because there's more flesh on him. You know, he would go further. I don't think he would like to be eaten. I think it would be a terrible battle. Probably whoever died first would be the one that got eaten. And that's hard to say because all the members are so powerful. I think Flatus... Oh, no. Flatus would whip out that ass and just let us have it. He's not a fighter so much as a farter. And that would contaminate the meat. So, I don't know. It's a very complicated question. When you're dealing with super beings, you know, it's like Marvel Comics, except it's real, you know. And so, I don't know. Yeah, if I could just have my choice, I would definitely eat Ballsack, though. He looks very tender.
All
right,
awesome.
Right on.
Thanks a lot, man.
Good job. No problemo.